Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
In sunny and gorgeous New England, the blue skies, I moved to the sunny and gorgeous south of France. No matter the day, it's sunny and gorgeous momentarily. And Simon Constable, a distinguished correspondent for the Wall Street Journal, Barron's, and this show, now having traveled once more to Collioure, a village on the Mediterranean that was once the home of Patrick O'Brien. If you don't know that name immediately, what are you waiting for? The real name is Richard Russ, but he was a novelist who wrote the Aubrey Matarin series. This is the town where he wrote that series. It is a medieval town. It has a castle. It has a waterfront. It has Simon Constable to wish good morning to. Simon, a very good day to you in paradise, the south of France. You're actually now on the Mediterranean coast. What do you see out in front of you? Good day to you, Simon.
Good day to you, John. I see blue skies and a few white clouds, but they're very, very white. There's nothing dark about them. There's a light breeze. The sea is coming in to the shore, and you can probably hear the waves over the microphone, and that's lovely. And I'm looking at beautiful Mediterranean houses with pantiles on the top of them and that fantastic castle that you mentioned, which looks impregnable. Even now, with all the equipment we've got, I don't think that would be taken very easily. It's beautiful.
It was part of the French acquisition of these parts. This is close. This is the prefecture or the organization in France known as the Pyrenees. He's towards the Spanish side of the Mediterranean basin. However, Patrick O'Brien wrote his sea series here, which means a lot. Why do I emphasize it? Because over the last 30 years, it's become a rite of passage in America. If you're a lawyer, you must have read Patrick O'Brien's stories of Aubrey, who was a roguish and extremely ambitious English captain, because in those days you kept a large piece of the capture of any value of the French or its allies shipping. And Aubrey was always looking to get rich, and then he would misspend it on canals and other boondoggles. And Matarin, the mysterious Irish doctor, physician, who comes on board Aubrey's ships and sails with him. But what we know, and Aubrey doesn't, is that Matarin is a member of the Royal Navy's Secret Service and is devoted to destroying Napoleon and his allies because of the betrayal of the 98. And what we have here is a way to experience the Napoleonic era that is unlike anything I know. So I highly recommend it. And Simon is in the place where those books were written. It's wonderful. But we've got business in the 21st century. So let's attend, Simon. You've given the climate report, Lyra's back home being dog-sat, so we move immediately to the commodities. What is moving, especially among the critical elements for data centers? Thank you.
There's a lot going on here, John. Copper is still hovering just below $5 a pound. It's up 14% on the year. Lithium is up 4% on the year. Iron ore continues to go up. It's $106 per metric ton. Aluminium is up 6% on the year. We've got lithium up 4%, if I already said that. But all those things are going up, apart from one of them, which is the steel, which went down 5% on the year. And I think that's an anomaly. It's still expensive. It's $3,000 and $52 per metric ton, and that's 2,200 American pounds. So things are going up, and that that 5% mishap is an anomaly. And you, when you see the bigger trend, it's actually going upwards. Gold, which isn't part of the data center issue, is at $4,021 per ounce. And that's a heck of a lot of money. And it's up 48% in the year. That's important because it says investors are worried about things. But basically the need for all these other metals is because, as you say, data centers and AI and completely changing the way we live over the rest of the century. And it's really having a massive impact already, and it will continue to do so. The other things we normally talk about, Brent oil is $62 per barrel. That's down 17%, which should be good for most people driving a car. TTF, which is the electricity, pretty much the same as last week, but still down 22% on the year. And the other things that I look at is coffee and orange juice are moving almost diametrically opposed percentages. So coffee is now up 66% on the year, and orange juice is down 63%, which is very close given this sort of thing. So coffee is still becoming more and more expensive, orange juice becoming cheaper and cheaper and cheaper, cocoa, you know, a little bit down, and we'll see a bit more about that in the next few weeks, I believe.
We're watching the commodities, especially in the metals, because of the data center demand. We now know that there is a deal in the United States in play where the Trump administration is offering private equity. Those are the big firms that you have to be rich to be part of, and it's said to collectively have $13 trillion to invest. They're asking the big firms to come up with creative plans to finance and build data centers on military bases. Scott Bessent, the Secretary of the Treasury, says he only has $15 billion over the next 10 years to do that, and it's inadequate. They need $150 to start with. So the Trump administration already is creative, saying, give us your best ideas. We'll trade land for investment. Why are we building data centers? Because that's the future. And right now, it's not going to wait. It is so much in demand that whatever Simon is reporting, these are the early days for copper. These are the early days for iron and aluminum. All of that is vital for the data centers. There's one being built right now in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, where my correspondent Jim McTague watches it go up every week. That's the first of many that have to be built in Pennsylvania, and the governor's pushing it. What is striking is that Simon is in exactly the right place to have data centers built all over the south of France. You need water, you need energy, you need an educated workforce, and you need room. It's all there, but they're not building. I can't explain it other than the fact that Europe is still reading headlines and not getting to it. If you don't build the data centers, you're not ready for the 21st century's balance and into the 22nd. Why? Because we're digitalizing all information all the time. What Simon and I are doing right now is digitalized, but it's just the beginning of that ability. Simon, enough for my lobbying for data centers. I grow frustrated, though, every day reading about this as a bubble. A bubble is what happens when you invest in something that doesn't have any profits. It's just a great story. Digitalization already makes all the money I know about right now, and the reason for it, of course, is that the next and the next and the next phases are going to depend upon it. We're building on a foundation that is about the future. I turn to some facts about France, however. So far from not building data centers, the French government is devoted to one thing, stopping Marine Le Pen's national rally. Simon, you live with the national rally. What is it about Macron that he's frightened of the farmers, the generous and kind farmers you live with? Do they gather at night and go evil? What does he see, Simon?
I don't know what he's seeing. He's obviously got something in his head that I'm not seeing around me in the agricultural areas, which is mostly men working very, very hard, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. That's what farmers do. They work very, very hard. There are too many regulations put around them to sort of stranglehold them. The taxes get higher and higher every year in a business that doesn't typically produce massive profits, even if just small profits would be nice for some of them. And I think it's really sad. I think it might have something to do with Jean-Marie Le Pen, who started what is now called the National Rally, and he was seen as racist. Now, I don't believe the new National Rally is racist. It is upset with the unfettered immigration of people without documentation, so i.e. not going through the normal pathways of getting a visa to work, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. That might be it. But I think that the longer he stays in office, the more likely it is that Marine Le Pen or one of our other members of the National Rally becomes the president of France. Every day, it will get more and more certain that that will happen. And if 2 years ago, Macron said, okay, that's it, it's obvious that the country doesn't want me, I'll step down, I think there would be much of a smaller chance of the National Rally taking power. But now I think it's pretty much, you know, we're almost can guarantee it.
Do the farmers speak of going to war with somebody? Do the farmers speak about marching on Paris, something scary?
There's nothing scary about the National Rally and the farmers, certainly not the farmers. What the farmers do is actually very comical. They make a point by driving tractors down freeways and doing it very slowly. Tractors don't go very fast. They're very strong, but they don't move a lot. And then they'll dump some hay bales in front of some of the government offices, maybe the agricultural office, and perhaps set them alight on the road. Nobody dies. They've, you know, basically burned, you know, maybe half a dozen hay bales, and it causes a lot of soot to go up in the air, and that makes the process. Other things they do, they turn the signs upside down, on the road signs, these are upside down to let people know they're there. They're not damaging them. They're just moving them upside down. They also put used tires that are used for cars, and they put them around the sticks that have the speed watching situation on the road. So basically you get snapped with a picture of your car if you're going too fast. And they do that sort of thing. It's all very funny and it's all very cordial, but it is serious message from the agricultural people to the government that we are not happy. I don't think it's going to get violent anytime soon.
Simon Constable not only is in the south of France, he's in the very south of France. He's in Collioure, a medieval town with a castle, where once upon a time a great author named Patrick O'Brien, real name Russ, wrote the Maturin Aubrey series. However, we're speaking of events to the north in Paris, and when we come back, we're going to London, because I count on Simon the Englishman to explain some goings-on with Parliament that are otherwise confounding to me, a colonial. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
It's Cybersecurity Awareness Month. LifeLock is here with tips to help protect your identity. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication, report scams, and update your software. And for comprehensive identity protection, LifeLock is your best choice. LifeLock alerts you to suspicious uses of your personal information and fixes identity theft, guaranteed, or your money back. Start your protection today with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. Terms apply.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.